This is a job description for an events and programs lead for the Culture, Health and Wellbeing Alliance. The salary for this role is £38,357 per annum, prorated for 3 days a week, which makes it £23,014 per annum. This is a fixed term contract ending on the 1st of August 2026. The application deadline is 10 a.m. on Wednesday the 28th of May. This is primarily a remote working role, but it will require the postholder to work in Birmingham in the run-up to and throughout our conference in June 2026, and it may involve occasional in-person gatherings elsewhere in the country. Overview. The Culture, Health and Wellbeing Alliance is seeking an events and programmes lead to work with CHWA on a fixed-term contract to the 1st of August 2026. CHWA is the National Membership Organisation for Creative Health. We use the term creative health to mean any arts or cultural activity that supports health or well-being. Our main roles as an organisation are advocating for creative health, supporting networks for creative and cultural workers and their partners in health and social care, and building resources to help make this work more possible. We don't provide creative activities to support health and well-being ourselves, but we support the people who do. Key duties. The events and programmes lead plays a major role in the CHWA team, connecting our strategic direction to grassroots practice via the regional champions and ensuring our events are representative of the diversity of the creative health sector and responsive to the sector's concerns. The postholder's main tasks will be 1. Coordinating CHWA's international conference. The conference will be held in Birmingham in June 2026, guided by a working group. It's likely to involve between 250 and 350 people altogether and to be in person, but with substantial online elements. The postholder will be working with the executive director and the wider CHWA team to make sure the event aligns with the Creative Health Quality Framework, as well as CHWA's Equality Action Plan, and that it prioritises equity, diversity and access in its design and delivery. Amongst other things, this means delivering a welcoming, accessible and caring event, maintaining excellent communication with the delegates, speakers and performers, and ensuring prompt and fair payments. Event management will also include coordinating the working group, risk assessment, managing event volunteers and coordinating the contributions of other CHWA team members, liaising with partners and speakers both in the UK and overseas, supporting fundraising for and marketing the event, managing the ticketing process, including applications for bursaries, managing all logistics from contracts to travel and accommodation, controlling budgets and payments in liaison with CHWA's finance officer, and evaluating the conference. 2. Managing the Regional Champions Programme. Supporting a network of regional champions, which has 15 to 30 people in it at any given time. The champion's role is to explore, connect, advocate for, and to develop creative health practice in their locality. The champions undertake this role voluntarily, either in relation to or in addition to existing workloads, so they all work according to their capacities, prioritising opportunities to align with their existing work. The postholder is responsible for developing and evolving the champions model with the executive director and the champions themselves. This process must prioritise diversifying the group in line with our Equality Action Plan. Managing volunteers' contracts, hosting monthly peer-to-peer meetings, gathering information on the champions' activities to share with each other and the wider sector, offering individual support to champions, including connecting them with relevant contacts in their region and beyond, evaluating the programme's impact on the champions and the sector. Lastly, this role might also involve event support for smaller online or in-person events, including the quarterly Strategic Alliance members group meetings and representing CHWA at national, regional or local meetings. The whole role must be rooted in the principles outlined in the Creative Health Quality Framework. Any positive change we make as an organisation will be down to trust and solidarity across a wide range of stakeholders. And this depends on working in a way that prioritises the quality principles. And those principles are person-centred, equitable, safe, creative, collaborative, realistic, reflective, and sustainable. Person specification. We always aim to be collaborative, caring, and inclusive, and committed to positive social change. These are our values as an organisation, and it's essential that you feel comfortable with this and you feel you can work in this way. We also consider the following to be essential for this role, but we're always interested in hearing about transferable skills as well as direct experience. Experience of event management, including managing budgets. Knowledge and or experience of working with creative health. Experience of working with a wide range of people and groups with a variety of professional and lived experiences, including people from underrepresented communities. Experience of working to support equity, inclusion and diversity. Experience of co-production, involving people with lived experience in equal partnership. Flexibility and willingness to listen and learn. Diplomacy and good proactive communication skills. Attention to detail, persistence and patience. Salary and contract. The salary for this role is £38,357 per annum, prorated for 3 days a week, which is £23,014 per annum. This is a fixed term contract until the 1st of August 2026. The postholder will be paid monthly by BACS. CHWA is responsible for paying tax and national insurance when it's due, and the postholder will be eligible for the NEST pension scheme. Access, place of work and working hours. This is primarily a remote working role with irregular in-person meetings and events. CHWA doesn't have an office. The postholder will need to work in Birmingham itself, preparing for and hosting the conference in June 2026. We're happy to explore flexible working arrangements, including compressed time or annualised hours. We're ready to adapt our working processes in discussion with applicants. Please let us know about any access needs that we can support. Expenses. During the role, CHWA will reimburse reasonable travel and subsistence expenses on the basis of agreement prior to travel. How to apply. We would like to receive a CV and covering information explaining why you think you would be suitable for the role, referring to the key duties and person specification outlined above. Your covering information can be submitted as an email, an audio recording, or a video, as you prefer. We would prefer a written CV, but if this is not possible for any reason, please let us know and we can adapt accordingly. Please do tell us about any access needs we can meet to support your application process. We'd also appreciate it if you could fill out our Equality, Diversity and Representation form when you apply. The form is anonymous and we can't connect it with your application, but it helps us assess whether we're reaching a wide pool of candidates. If the link doesn't work for you, let us know and we'll find an alternative. We're committed to ensuring our organisation is as diverse and representative as possible, and we're using the Inc Arts Unlock tool to support this recruitment process. We believe diversity strengthens our organisation and drives innovation. We specifically encourage individuals from underrepresented communities, including Global Majority, Gypsy, Roma, Traveller, Showman and Bota communities, people who identify as deaf, disabled and neurodivergent, or LGBTQIA+, or who are from less affluent socioeconomic backgrounds to apply. When you apply, please let us know whether you'd be able to attend an interview on Friday the 20th of June online. If you can't make that date and you're shortlisted, we will aim to find another mutually convenient time. If you're selected for interview and you're freelance or on a lower wage, we can offer a fee to cover your time preparing for and attending the interview. We'll send questions in advance and we'll let you know who will be on the interview panel. Please email your application to applications@culturehealthandwellbeing.org.uk. If you'd like an informal conversation about the role before you apply, please email victoria@culturehealthandwellbeing.org.uk. Please send us your application by 10 a.m. on Wednesday the 28th of May. We'll let you know of our decision by the 5th of June, and we'll aim to hold interviews on Friday the 20th of June online.